This is VOA News via jobless numbers in the U.S. approaching Great Depression levels from the 1930s. The federal government is once again ready to inject a massive amount of money into the American economy, about $500 billion. Passed by both the House and the Senate, the measure is expected to be signed into law by President Donald Trump this week. The bill includes $250 billion earmarked for small and medium-sized businesses to help meet payroll, rent, and other expenses. Almost 4.5 million people filed for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week, bringing to 26 million those who have lost work in the past 5 weeks. Meanwhile, the coronavirus continues to extend its deadly shadow on the world. Johns Hopkins University reports, combined with just-released New York totals, add up to more than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases, with over 192,000 deaths. Here in the United States, cases stand at about 870,000, with well over 50,000 lives lost. The state of New York, the hardest hit, reports 263,000 infections, with a cost of more than 21,000 lives. The latest daily fatality count, 422. About 14% of people given antibody testing in New York have shown up positive. Governor Andrew Cuomo says that means that up to 2.7 million people statewide may have had the virus and recovered. Elsewhere, lockdowns have been extended in three more countries, Greece, Malaysia, and Bangladesh. On the other side of that equation, Vietnam, New Zealand, and Croatia are moving to ease their shutdown measures. The Czech Republic is loosening restrictions for foreigners who have been barred from entering the country, and its citizens can once again travel abroad. And the ban on the movement of people across the Czech Republic has been lifted. In Spain, for the first time since its devastating COVID-19 outbreak, there are more recoveries than new infections. Today's numbers, 2,796 new cases and 3,100 recoveries. More news at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.